This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Agronomy is very important at the U.S. Open. We'll have more right after this.
Brett Young. Brett Young. August 12th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. With Need to Breathe. It's just me and the whiskey. Reserve seats on sale now at iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets. Don't miss Brett Young Live.
Professional Golf's U.S. Open took place last week at North Carolina's famed Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, but it's not just a matter of the world's best golfer showing up and taking a few swings. Years of course preparation took place in the lead-up to the major sporting event. Darren Beverd, Director of Championship Agronomy for the U.S. Golf Association, said not much had to be changed from the last time.
Obviously, they regrassed the greens, which we were certainly supportive of, and we did do some work planting some additional wire grass in the sandy areas just because so much of it from traffic and things of that nature had declined. So, you know, we needed to beef up those areas some because these players are so good. You let them get on that tight, compacted sand and they're going to be able to control their golf ball. So they can still get that lie on that tight, compacted sand, but the additional wire grass may make it a little more awkward. But beyond that, it's just, you know, really ramping up agronomic practices because they certainly don't want their resort play taking quite as long as maybe a U.S. Open round does with these players.
Beverd says Pinehurst has a different grass variety that is unique on the PGA Tour.
First of all, it thrives in the heat down here, you know, especially today. You know, if you've been outside, it's 90-plus degrees out there. If we had cool season grasses, we would have to apply a lot more water and that type of stuff to keep it healthy because, you know, we're a guest here for a week. And Pinehurst is a great partner, so we want to make sure when we leave that they have the things that they need to continue with their business. But really, it gives us a little more flexibility in what we can do with, look, you still have to worry about turf health and stress, but it's not as much as if we were on a bent grass surface.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.